Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. And this is Left Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kim Skube in Maryland.
Tonight on Left Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the spike in COVID-19 cases in the country and the world over, with Zimbabwe recording 2,817 cases as of yesterday, including 604 recoveries and 40 deaths.
We'll also be discussing planned anti-government protests scheduled for Friday with President Emmerson Mnangagwa calling people who are planning these protests terrorists.
We are also going to talk about the death of Lands Minister Perrins Shiri, who passed on early today.
Yabambe zulukandaba lingalinjani phelikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba. Lo ngukhiphi Sidubeke kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Namhlanje sikhangela udaba lwe-COVID-19 esiyaqalisa ngalo khonapha ke ku-Diaspora Forum. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu 2817 asebanjwe i-COVID-19 kweZimbabwe. Kubesekusithi ke abayi 604 sebasila. Kuzobuya ke abayi 40 sebatshona. Xa sikhangela ke umhlaba wonke jikelele kulabantu abedlula 17 million. Asebanjwe COVID-19. Kuzobuya abayi 661,000 sebabhubha. Lapha ke kwelamelika iJohns Hopkins University. Ithi sokulabantu abafika phose 4.4 million asebanjwe COVID-19. Kuthi kulabo ke abantu sokule abafika phose 150,000 asebabhubhayo. So ke uyamemetheka kakhulu ke lomkhuhlane. Siyakhuluma njalo ngokubhubha kukamnumzana Perrins Shiri. Yena wayikhokela ke i-5 Brigade ngesikhathi sembhuqazwe kukurawundi ngama-1980s. Sibuye njalo sikhulume ngakhona ukuke okwakwenziwa ngolwesihlanu ngabantu abafuna ukutshengisela. Bekhonona ngokungethembeki, bekhonona ngokuthi umnotho ukudeka okunye okumangalisayo lokwephulwa kwamalungelo kaZulu. Ye, kunenge lamhla ukusembizeni yethu, Jonga.
Ongudizozo, Gibbs. Nasi vatereri nevatariri tiri kukurukura pamusoro pekukwira kwehuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere checovid-19 munyika. Tichiona kuti pakapera zuva nezuro nyika yanga yava nezviuru zviviri nemazana masere ane gumi nevanomwe vanhu vanga vabatwa nechirwere ichi, tichisanganisirawo vanhu vakanga vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi vanokwana kuita mazana matanhatu nevana kana kuti 604 uye makumi mana kana kuti 40 vanhu vashaya kusvika pari zvino. Tichitarisawo pasi rose chirwere ichi tichitevera zviri kubva kuJohns Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica vari kuteerawo chirwere ichi. Vari kuti ivo vanhu vanodarika 16,783,000 kana kuti vakutosvika 17 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose, kuchitiwo vafa vachidarika 661,349 vafa. Muno muAmerica tinoona kuti vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vadarika 4,363,511. Tiri kuteera manhamba eJohns Hopkins andari atodarika pari zvino, kuchitiwo vanhu vafa vanga vari pa149,407. Ndo zviri kubva kuJohns Hopkins. Tichatarisawo pamusoro pekushaya kwegurukota rezveminda vaParents Shiri vatinonzwa kuti vashaya. Hatisati taziva kuti chii chaita kuti vange vachishaya chasvitsa kuti vange vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Inyaya tichakurukurawo nezvayo, nekuti dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvava zviri zvokuti kana vanga vaine humwe urwere hwanga huchidawo chimbi chimbi muzvipatara, vazhinji vari kuchema kuti zvipatara hazvina kumira zvakanaka, vana mukoti, vana chiremba vari kurangwa mabasa, nevamwe vakawanda vari kushaya munyika vari kufa kuburikidza nekusamira zvakanaka kwezvipatara munyika. Tichabatawo nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kurongwa nevanopikisa kuitwa musi wa31 July unove musi wechishanu svondo rino. Vanhu vari kunyunyuta vari kuti iwo nyaya dzeuori dzauraya nyika. Uori pamwe nekusaremekedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, human rights abuses, ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunyunyutwa nazvo. Asi takaonawo vebato rezanupf vari mudiaspora vari kunze kwenyika vachibatana mukunyora gwaro ravakaburitsa kana kuti statement yavari kushoropodza urongwa hwekuratidzira ihwohwo. Vari kuti vanhu vari kuda kuratidzira vari kuhwanda nemunwe vachiti vari kuratidzira nenyaya yeuori, asi chinangwa chavo chiri chekuda kubvisa hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa vachibatsirwa nenyika dzekumawirira. Ndo nyaya dzedzimwe dzatichakurukura nhasi. idzodzo tiri kuzwawo vamwe vari muZimbabwe kunyunyira kuti hanzi vari kudiaspora vanoramba vachingokurudzira vanhu kuti ngatipinde migwagwa, let's demonstrate, but they are miles and miles away from home, but they always urge Zimbabweans to take to the streets to demonstrate. Ndo zvimwe zvatichanzwawo kune vari kudiaspora vari kuratidzira, vari kuronga kuratidzira kana vari kutsigira kuratidzira ikoko. Regai tione kuti tingakwanisa here kuti tipinze muchirongwa Dr. Mashanu, tinzwe kuti vanoti nekukwira kwaita wandu wevanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Dr. Nyashanu, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Gibbs.
Dr. Nyashanu, welcome to the program. And we see that COVID numbers are really going up in Zimbabwe. So what should happen now? You know, what can be done by people to contain these numbers?
The best thing to contain these numbers is for the government of Zimbabwe to increase testing, which they are not even actually up to scratch. Because as of now, what we know is this disease was mismanaged at the first point, and it has now multiplied. I remember us talking on this platform. We talked about how this disease was not being managed very well. We talked about how people were being quarantined. We talked about how people were not even observing social distancing and how people were bundled into cars on their way to quarantine centers. And this is some of the more practices that are now manifesting in high numbers of affected cases in Zimbabwe. So what needs to be done as of now is one, education, two, testing, and also facilitate what we can call a targeted quarantine, where people are taught how to quarantine themselves. And as we know that the government does not have the capacity to do so. And the problems where we are in the present moment is a result of a shambolic public health system that never managed the disease from the onset.
Yes, yamuzwa lapha ke zvirukandaba umnumzana uDr. Nyashanu. Uyakhuluma lapha kuti okufunakalayo kwatesikwe jonga. Ikuti abantu bafundiswe nge-COVID-19 kumele benzeni. Nokuti abantu kumele betestwe. Phela ungatestwa uyabusaziwa ukuthi lo ulakho, lo kalakho. Njalo nokuthi nxa ku-quarantine kube indlela enziwa ihlele kuhle ukuze abantu bangathelelani. Kunjalo sifundiswe.
Yes, that's Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, a professor of public health at Nottingham Trent University in Britain. He is talking of problems that may have caused the spike in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. Ndichiri kurangarira Dr. Nyashanu Gibbs, tichitanga chirongwa chino nawo, vachitaura nyaya yekuti dai hurumende yagadzirisa nyaya yekuongororwa kwevanhu, uyewo vaigara vachinyunyuta nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari kuunganidzwa kumaquarantine center. Kwekuti vanonzi mabva kunyika yakati vongobatanzwa voiswa mubhazi rimwe chete vononzi kana paBelvedere Teachers College Joe. Ipapo vachitarisirwa kushandisa zvimbuzi zvimwe chete, nzvimbo dzekurara vamwe vachisheya mabedrooms nezvimwe zvakadaro. Takawana vamwe vachiita mazuva aikwana kuita kana kuma 35 days vari muquarantine. Ndo zvimwe zvaichemwa naDr. Nyashanu. Pakadzoitawo nyaya yekuti muZimbabwe chirwere chaapo, tiri kunzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti panenge pasina nyaya yecontact tracing. Dr. Nyashanu, tiri kunzwa vanhu vari kunzi vabatwa nechirwere kashoma kuzoti hama dzese dziteverwe kana vavanotarisirwa kuti vakasangana nawo kuti vaonekwe kuti vakamira sei, yatingati muchirungu contact tracing. Mungati pamusoro pacho?
Ndizvo zvimwe zvezvinotiratidza kuti isusu bazi reutano muZimbabwe harina simba kana kuti harina nhoroondo yekuti inokwanisa kutevera vanhu avo vanenge vabatwa nechirwere. Zvinoita kuti iye zvino tine vanhu vakatoenda kana kuti vaakucholochoko akabva kuHarare, haatombozikanwi kubva pese paakafamba kubva kuHarare kunosvika kucholocho kuti akasangana nevanhu vangani, akapa vanhu vangani, ende vanhu vacho vakasangana navo hativazivi. Ndo zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuita kuti chirwere ichi chienderere mberi. Zvichibvira pai patakambotaura pakuti paipinda vanhu apa vaifana kunge vanhu vakatestwa. Vatestwa vanhu vanotorerwawo zvavo phone number avo kuti munge muchitraya. Tinoziva kuti pavanozongoenda mberi Zimbabwe haitorina capacity yekutevera vanhu, asi zviri nane kuedza pane kungorega. Saka iye zvino chataa kuona ndechekuti hatichazivi pari kubva nechirwere ichi. Vanhu vamane makesisi asina kubva kunze kwenyika nekuti muchiri kurangarira paitaitaura tichiti a makeses mazhinji ari kubva kusouth africa ari kubva kubritain ari kuamerica iye zvino maane maindigenous cases from a person ari kugara muzimbabwe achipa kune mumwe anogara muzimbabwe kutaura kuti chirwere chasvika pane imwe level asi chatiri kuona chisiri kuitika sekutaura kwandamboita ndichitaura nechingezi ndechekuti hapana testing iri kuitwa chinofanira kuitwa itesting nekuti iye zvino nyaya yequarantine yakanaka zvikuru nyaya yekusiya mukaha pakati nepevanhu yakanaka zvikuru nyaya yekupfeka mamaski yakanaka zvikuru asi nyaya iyoyo haingotaurwi ba kunge tiri kutongotaura ngano padare inotaurwa tichitaura kuti kana tati inini taakuita kwarandini ko munodyeiko usiku hwacho chii chamuchadya kana mukati kune vanhu endai munoita kwarandini ogara mumba vaine nzara anoti zviri nane kufa ndichitsvaga chekudya pane kufa nenzara ndo problem yatiinayo muzimbabwe saka vanhu vachangoramba vachibuda vachinotsvaga chekudya nekuti hurumende hapana chairi kupa vanhu
Thank you so much Dr. Nyashanu Gibbs tine nyaya yatiri kutarisirawo zvakare kupinza mudariro inyaya yekuratidzira kuri kurongwa nevanhu nemusi wechishanu tinogona kuti tichiti takabata nyaya yecovid-19 tichimboisiya parutivi tichingodaro tichidzisanganisa tisakanganwawo kushaya kwegurukota rezveminda vaparenzi shiri saka iye zvino tomboona kuti tingapinza here muchirongwa vamoyo ndofunga ndimukoma Justin Moyo welcome to our show Mr. Justin Moyo
thank you so much
yes I understand you are an activist but today we are also going to discuss health issues and I hope you will also help us there.
Yeah, of course I will.
Yes, Gibbs Kuluma.
Yeah, Baba Moyo. Ungatini nje ngokubhubha kwa parents. Sorry, excuse me.
First of all, ukubhubha kwa parents chiri. Akumenanga sibana sibe sikhuluma ngayo. Because parents chiri is not a Zimbabwean hero. He's only a hero to Zani people. Is that kind of a man who tried to divide the nation. So ubana skhala ukubana uParents Chiri ubhubhile wanis umuntu owayizama ukuthi ibhubhise abantu baseMandebeleni. I think ukudlalisa isikhathi. Mina personally angikhali ngokubana uParents Chiri ufile. Njalo futhi ayinko it's not ukuthi ngihappy ukuthi utshonile. Cha angiko happy. But ukubana yena eshonile ufile nezono zakhe. Thina impilo iyamuva on. Kumele nabo abanjengoParents Chiri ababa responsible for igugura wondi bekhona ukuthi nabo bayaboshwa bekhona ukuthi bayafisa izono zabo bengakafi like iParents Chiri.
Yeah, so briefly can you say that in English so that maybe some people didn't understand can hear what you're talking about?
I'm saying as Zimbabweans we mustn't be mourning the death of Parents Chiri. Parents Chiri is one of those people who tried by all means to divide the people of Zimbabwe. Is responsible for killing 20,000 Ndebeles. Why should we cry for someone who wanted another tribe to be wiped out? Why should we cry for someone who is responsible for the suffering of Zimbabweans today? Parents Chiri is not our hero. Parents Chiri is only a hero to the evil regime of ZANU-PF. So why must we waste our tears crying for someone who didn't want any good to happen to the people of Zimbabwe? Personally, I'm not affected by the death of Parents Chiri. I wish one day all those who were responsible for the death of 20,000 Ndebeles are brought to book so that they also face justice, so that they also go to jail for the evil thing that they did to the people of Matabeleland.
Thank you so much. And what's your take on this issue, Dr. Nyashan? Briefly.
Yes. So what goes around comes around. We were talking just recently across the world, there was this movement for Black Lives Matter, and we saw how those depictions or statues of people that had played a pivotal role in the slavery were actually brought down here in England, in the city of Bristol. A slave merchant was actually brought down. So this is what goes with your history. If your history tarnished the lives of other people, It means then when you go away, no one will cry with you. No one will sympathize with you. There are people who are still grappling with fear, stress, anxiety as a result of diabolic acts that were committed by people like Parents Shield. And people are free to do so because they are suffering. There was no closure to some of the people. So this is what we are seeing. It's history repeating itself. Who would have mourned if Ian Douglas Smith had died after 1965 when he declared the UDI? Neither you nor me, who were not allowed to walk in the streets of Salisbury by that time. So what is happening is a clear depiction of a divided nation caused by maladministration, poor politics, and to some extent, unwarranted acts of misconduct by Zimbabwean citizens.
Yes, we are in the process of trying to get a ZANU-PF activist to come on board. But meanwhile, we are joined by Dr. Elif Febe of the MDC Alliance, is based in the UK. Dr. Febe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Right, on two issues now. You know that there are people that are being hunted, you know, by the government. And at the same time, we have the death of Parents Shield. Briefly, on these two issues, what's your view?
I'll start with the death of Parents Shield, because I think I'm not going to waste much time on there. Parents Shield comes from Mashonaland Central province, where I come from. And the atrocities that are linked to Parents Shield, especially if you reflect to 2008, they are so many to mention. And Parents Shield's name in Mashonaland Central is sort of reflect the heinous crimes of ZANU-PF over the years. Apart from that, if you look at it, yes, I think in the introduction of this program, you so highlighted that we are not sure of, sort of whether Parents Shield was ill or was it a sudden death or a prolonged illness. But the fact of the matter is that these are some of the casualties of a crumbling health systems in our country, caused by the same people, the politicians. So, in a way, I don't sort of bemoan the demise of Parents Shield for whatever reason, given the evidence on the ground of the atrocities that this man has been linked, apart from the Gukurahundi that was alluded earlier on. I'll move on to the second one, which is it's an unfortunate situation whereby Zimbabweans under Section 59, they are allowed to demonstrate peacefully. Here is a government, ZANU-PF government, so paranoid, has unleashed all military apparatus to target, abduct people who are organizing peaceful demonstration allowed within our own constitution under Section 59. Mm-hmm. And I think rightly so, this is why you've seen that Zimbabweans globally in the diaspora, we are coming together to demonstrate what is happening in Zimbabwe in terms of the persecution, targeted persecution, both in terms of the opposition.
But the government, Dr. Febe, is saying you are terrorists, you know, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He says you're working with the West to actually destroy Zimbabwe. What's your take on that, just briefly?
That is the rhetoric that is associated with ZANU-PF, and they've been saying that since 1999 when MDC was formed. We know that Zimbabweans and people globally, they know that the people with blood on their hands is ZANU-PF. I can give an example of 2008, the massacre that they did. I can give an example of in the 1980s, the massacre they did under Gukurahundi. Recently, this the so-called Second Republic on the 1st of August 2018, in cold blood, they shot Zimbabweans who were peacefully demonstrating. In January, we saw the same in terms of the January 2019. The facts are bare for you to see which of the organizations, ZANU-PF or MDC Alliance, has unleashed the terror against its own people.
Yes,
and
so
you always stop on ZANU-PF.
Okay, let's hold on there, and then we invite another guest, and that is Miss Tafazwa Mativenga. How are you, Tafazwa?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you.
You want me to say Tafazwa or your surname?
That's fine. Mujare Matinenga is okay with me.
Okay, Miss Matinenga. So we are told that you'll be protesting in Washington on Friday. What exactly is going on?
Correct. So we are responding to the call that was made by Zimbabwean citizens in Zimbabwe to support them in letting them know that we are aware of what is happening to them. We are aware of the numerous violent human rights violations that are occurring back home. The failure of the government to provide food, provide education, to provide basic needs like water. The failure of the government to even fail to provide basic health care to mothers who are in hospitals and everyone else. So we are gathering together as diasporans here in the North America province, specifically where I'm from in the DMV area, where we'll be standing in solidarity with the plight of the people on the ground. And it's also including the corruption that was highlighted by journalists like Hope.
So where exactly are you going to bring that?
We are going to be meeting in on Friday at 10 o'clock at the embassy of Zimbabwe here in Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much. Let me read what President Emmerson Mnangagwa tweeted this morning. I quote, "I'm deeply saddened to inform the nation of the death of the Minister of Agriculture, Air Chief Marshal Perence Shiri, a longtime friend and colleague. Comrade Shiri was a true patriot who devoted his life to the liberation, independence, and service of his country. May his soul rest in peace." Let us note that he did not disclose the cause of his death. So going back to Ubaba Uchastin Omoyo. Baba Omoyo, ngasikhangele khonoku ke okwenziwa ngabantu ngolwesihlanu. Ubona ngazani kuyaphumelela kumbe hatshi?
But the issue of Friday, I'm not really sure whether the protest is still going to happen in Zimbabwe, because most of the people are afraid of to do that. I just called my friends back home. Some of them, they say they're going to be protesting, but some of them, they said they're not going to be protesting anymore, because most of them, like the Zimbabwe Republic Police have been looking for them. Most of them, they were being attacked while they are in their houses. So I'm not really sure whether the protest still is going to go on or not. But people of Zimbabwe mustn't be afraid. They must go on the streets on Friday. Because what ZANU-PF is doing right now is just to incite fear in the people of Zimbabwe. They have seen that the people have the power. They have seen that if the people of Zimbabwe can stand firm, if the people of Zimbabwe can face the problem that they're facing right now, they're going to be able to take off the evil regime of Mnangagwa. So I would advise the people of Zimbabwe to go to the streets on Friday. They mustn't be afraid. They mustn't be intimidated by the
press conference.
When it comes to what you see a protest, of course, see Pandi Welizwe, I will go through. Always, I see Pandi Welizwe just because of his PFI cone, which is now really Abantu Bab. Tina Wenza sit about the protest, which Usas are late Zimbabwe, the Kanye, which is the Awoop. That is the cone who have a car, as your child, as your seven's a car. But then Abantu Baba. But if it's a car, you can't do anything. So if it's a part of the sikhankasele ukubana abantu abahambe estradini behambe beyodemonstrate. Lathi sizakwenza silapho. Njalo futhi lokho okhulunywa ngumongameli ukuthi sisebenziswa ngabantu bangaphandle akusilo qiniso. Asisebenziswa ngabantu abangaphandle, siyezwa ipain eyenziwa ngabantu abasekhaya. Okwenzakala ekhaya lathi akusiphathi kuhle, kodwa siforced ukuthi sinjani. Lathi sizodemonstrate silapho. Sizahamba eZimbabwean Embassy demonstrate ukuthi ukhanya ukubana hayi into esiyenzakala eZimbabwe ayisinjani, asiyithandi. Ukubana siyosebenzisa asisebenziswa ngumuntu, okusenza sifake i-effort ukuthi yithi esiphila kanzima lapha. Siyabhatala irenti lana, ubhatala irenti ekhaya, ube nama-responsibilities amaningi. Just because of ekhaya zonke izinto zimile.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Dr. Bebe and Ms. Martinelli, we see that the president is saying, I quote, corruption is an evil that has haunted Zimbabwe for too long. This government will stamp out corruption whenever it is found. So I'll start with you, Dr. Febe. That's the issue that the government says is fighting against. And then briefly go to Ms. Martinenga before going to Dr. Mavaz. So go ahead, Mr. Febe. 1 minute, because time is flying.
I think if you look at it, this government is not sincere in rooting out corruption. Amongst themselves. And if you look at it, yes, they got into power 2018. Yes, the fact that it was rigged election, that's an argument for another day. But there haven't been any prominent arrests. And even those have been arrested, it has been, you know, arrest and release strategy by this government. So we don't believe whatsoever that the ED is here in that pronunciation. The kind of situation that we have in Zimbabwe is because of those people in the high power sections of the party who have been looting with impunity. And MDC, from our point of view, this is the government to root out corruption. It's clear in terms of roadmap, in terms of the strategy.
Yes, Ms. Martinenga.
So nothing substantial, and we haven't seen anyone who has actually faced, who has gone to court to be tried for corruption. We are yet to see actual examples. All we hear are statements which have not produced anything, and that is why the Zimbabweans are really upset that we have an example of somebody was like Bopo, who has now been in jail for more than 5 days, and who has not done anything wrong, but the people who are actually there's clear evidence of them being involved in corrupt activities. They are walking out scot-free, on bail with nothing, and that is why we are upset. Those are the issues that we need to be looking at. Our president has not done anything besides stall us and delayed processes of actual reform or process of looking into these institutions that we have, like the justice system or the people who are responsible, like the police, actually doing their job. And those are the things that we are trying to hold them accountable. If you say something, then you need to be able to follow through with it.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Simba Mavaza is in UK. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. So, Dr. Mavaza, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Can you hear me?
Thank you so much. I can hear you. So, let's talk about these two issues. The first issue is the death of Prince Shiri. And secondly, we are talking about the planned protests on Friday. So, in a nutshell, what can you say about those two issues?
The first issue, actually, I think the country has lost a patriot. It has actually lost a hero, a man who is worth his salt. And it is a sad thing that we have some people who want to label Commander Prince Shiri as a man who is not a hero, probably pinning him on other issues which are not even fully before us. But the reality is we have lost a hero, and unfortunately we have lost a hero to COVID, which we are trying to fight and which the whole world...
Let me correct you there. We haven't confirmed that he died of COVID-19. And then at the same time, You remember that he was one of the commanders of the Park Fire Brigade, and he was known as Black Jesus. So there are actually certain alleged crimes that he committed. So why would you call him a hero?
Number one, it has been confirmed that it was a COVID-related illness. And number two, yes, he was the commander of the 5th Brigade. This is what we have said, that probably we need a very open day to discuss about what the 5th Brigade done. People have always been told one side of the Gukurahundi and not the other side. And we need... This is a separate day. So there is no crime he has committed as far as he is the leader and as far as he was the commander. And as far as he was leading the 5th Brigade, there is no crime known on earth which he has committed. And this is the reason why the United Kingdom has never labeled him as a genocide person. Neither the UN has never taken Gukurahundi as a genocide. It has never been declared as a genocide. You can check your books everywhere. It has been a civil war which went wrong, which has to be clarified by people within the country, but it is not a genocide.
One second, Doctor. I think Justin Jay, you're itching to say something.
I'm saying that people like, we know people like Mavaza, like actually they see him for their...
I'll tell you what he said.
Oh no, I heard what he said. Okay. I'm saying we know people like Mavaza, probably they're singing for their SAPA or whatsoever, but the actual truth is Peres Tshiri is not a hero. He killed people of Matabeleland. How can you call someone who killed almost 20,000 people a hero, Mr. Mavaza? That's not true. People of Matabele suffered a lot because of Peres Tshiri. Most of the people in Matabeleland, they don't have birth certificate because of him. Why are you saying he is a hero? That's the first thing that I want to know. The second thing I want to know, why are you saying that it was a civil war that went wrong? That is also not true. Emmerson Mnangagwa and Peres Tshiri, they knew exactly what they were doing. So we can't sugarcoat that Mr. Peres Tshiri is the wartime hero, a wartime hero that killed his own people. That is very wrong. We don't recognize Mr. Peres Tshiri as a hero. You as ZANU-PF, for evil regime, you can say he's your hero, but he's not the hero of the Zimbabwean people.
Yes, so I think we've heard you, Baba Jay. So, Dr. Mabaza, what Jay Moyo is saying is that, you know, you cannot call Peres Tshiri a hero for these reasons. One, he says he was the commander of the 5th Brigade, which actually killed a lot of people. Then he says it was not a civil war. According to him, he says there's an impression that was created out there to seem as if that was a civil war. Yet the other side, you know, wasn't taking it that way. So anyway, so progressing from there, then we can talk about the other issues. 10 seconds for you. Then Chonga can come in. It's quiet.
Okay. Thank you. I need to be clear to Jemo there and whatever his name is. You must very understand. What triggered the war or the civil war in Matabeleland and Midlands and some parts of Mashonaland?
Mr. Mavaza, you can't justify the killing of people.
Hello, give him the opportunity to speak. Give him the opportunity to speak. Let him finish speaking. Go ahead, Mr. Dr. Mavaza.
Yes. At Entumbane, people were killed. Over 3,000 in one day. Those people were not Shonas, were not Ndebeles, were Zimbabweans. Who were killed by Zipra forces, and they were killed during lunch. And after that, if you know very well, people went into the streets of Bulawayo, killing every Shona-speaking person. They will ask you to pronounce the name an egg in the belly. If you fail, they will cut off your head and say, "We have cut off the head of a cockerel," meaning the number of Jonge Mtsipa.
Is that true, Dr. Babas? I don't think
very
so.
Very true. We have evidence to that. And they ran with torsos of people in the streets saying the cock has been cut off its head. But this is what the government had said. This was a time of madness. We came to an agreement as a nation. We shook hands. We have got a reconciliation ministry, which was set then, and a reconciliation committee, which is dealing with these matters. And therefore, each time there is a problem in Zimbabwe, going back to Gukurahundi is anti-productive, is too much unreasonable, and it's not Zimbabwean. We Zimbabweans have to continue forward and forget about the past. This past We need, and I've asked you, Gibbs, before, that find a day, and we talk specifically about Gukurahundi. We put all the facts around. We can assemble people who were there during the Gukurahundi, and now it was not one-sided. But unfortunately, we have got a one-sided report. The fact that people are not coming up telling you what happened to the headmasters who were shown as speakers, what happened to the teachers who were shown as speakers, shopkeepers, train drivers, those who were caught on the train when the train was ambushed, who were shown as. We are not talking about it, not because we are hate about it, because we want progress as a nation. And as I have said, my mom is Ndebele, my dad is Shona. We cannot be fighting over the tribal things now. We need to look forward for as a country. But going on,
yes.
We still have to remember that Shiri was indeed a hero. The 50th Brigade came after the War of Liberation. We cannot yes. judge him on the 50th Brigade failures or success. We judge him on the liberation of the country. He played a great role in
But that. Are you saying that the killing yes. of people is not important?
People died. People always die when there's a war. There was a war in Matabeleland. There was a war in Midlands. This was a war. They were not fighting trees. There were guys armed who were called dissidents. If you remember Gwesela, if you remember Guy Gushu, if you remember John Pedza, those were dissidents. They were trained soldiers from Zipra forces. And this ended when Dr. Joshua Ngomo sat down with Mugabe, shook hands, and signed a peace agreement. And that's when this ended. So let's not pretend.
Doctor, yes. Taida kudokita mavaza mungoti neshona zvimwechete izvozvo pane vari kunyunyuta kuti vanhu vari kupembedza vaTerence Shiri semunhu anga ari gamba renyika iye ari munhu anonzi akatungamira kurayiwa kwevanhu kumatevelerand nekumidlands munguva yeGukurahundi izvi zvamungataura nerurimi rweshona
tiri kuti isu vashiri vanga vari gamba remagamba ose igamba remagamba ose nyaya dziri kusimudzwa dzekuti kwakaitwa kurayiwa kwevanhu paGukurahundi vanhu havasi taura mativi ese zvakaitika hakuna kurayiwa vanhu neGukurahundi chete kwakaitwa hondo kukarwiwa muhondo munosiyiwa nevanhu vanobatanidzikawo inyaya yeGukurahundi inyaya yakagarurwa pasi nehurumende tikataurirana ikaitwa iyo inonzi reconciliation yekubatanidzana vanhu nekutaura kunyunyuta kwenyu kuti kubude pachena zvikabuda pachena kuti vazhinji vakafa kusanganisa mazezuru mandevere vamanyika mavhitori munhu wese aiva ari munzvimbo yematebheleni nguva iyoyo vakaurayiwa kune vadzidzisi nevakuru vezvikoro vanga vasiri vekubhulawayo vaiurayiwa vanhu vaidamburwa musoro muguta rebhuruwayo tine hama dzakafa dzakawanda vachinzi dzadambura jongwe mutsipa vanhu vachiimba tine mavhidhiyo ekuti togona kukuratidzai vanhu vachiimba vakabata mitumbi ichinzi dzadambura jongwe mutsipa asi tiri kuti sevanhu vezimbabwe taane makore akawanda tabva kuGukurahundi hatingaramba takatarisa ikoko tinofanira kutenderere mberi nekubudirira kwenyika yedu tiri vanhu vamwe chete tine vazhinji vari muzimbabwe vana namai vavo mandevere vana baba vavo vari mazezuru kana kuti vana baba vavo vari mandevere vana mai vavo vari mazezuru kana makaranga kana kuti mashona saka hatingapatsanise nyika iko zvino izvi nekuda kwevanhu vatatu voro vana vasiri kunzwisisa zvakaitika paGukurahundi
ndizvozvo regai
tinzwe
tinzwe Dr. Nyashano pfungwa dzavo Dr. Nyashano your take on what Dr. Mavaza just said
yes
it is really surprising that people want to brush the death of people just like on the palm like this. This is the character of ZANU-PF that needs assassination. If they can't assassinate this character of ZANU-PF, then we are not going anywhere. If they don't realize that people were killed, I was a grown-up myself. I grew up in the Midlands. What Mavaza is talking about is a true test, is a true rhetoric that comes from ZANU-PF. It is a brainwashing, a choreographed narrative that is not a replica of what happened in Zimbabwe. This is not true. And we need people who are truthful if we are to present the history of Zimbabwe. The Ndebele people were killed, and it is known. And what Mugabe's forces did was out of order. pressed very well. There is a case to be answered in the International Court of Justice, and there are a lot of potential prisoners who are manning in ZANU-PF today. And for us to say that we can say Perence Shiri is free of the accusation of what he did in Matabeleland, that will be folly of us. It is a mockery to the people of Zimbabwe. Perence Shiri is one of those people who were architects of murders in Matabeleland. And for us to ignore that, that is not true. For us to say that people were being killed in Bulawayo, that's wrong. That is very wrong history. I don't know how old you were if you are talking like that. That never happened. That is a ZANU-PF push, which is not the real issue that happened. Sometimes I become so emotional because I've got relatives who were Ndebele, who were also affected. People that I knew. I was staying next to Kona, who was actually one of the heroes of ZAPU. Their house was burned. And for almost 2 weeks, I nearly went mad because I thought all my friends, Brunswick and the sisters that I knew, had been killed. And, you know, as a young person, it was so, so traumatizing. And you hear people talking like this who did not know even what happened. I don't think I can actually participate in debates that do not tell a true reflection of what happened.
Yes,
it is the time, if ZANU-PF is truthful, it is the time that you bring people together and say these are dark days, and the dark days need to be addressed with truth in it.
Yes,
and this is what is lacking in ZANU-PF. And yes, this is why ZANU-PF will never unite people, because they rubber-stamp murderers. They rubber-stamp history of atrocities. And this is dangerous.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Yes, Kulma Lord Jay, Justin Gombosa Kona, Chonga.
Yes,
Utini, what about Mokanas and Tavaru, Yatupo Malisa, Justin Jay, Mount Izua, Morazano Chongos of Visa Conampa,
yes,
Uti, Wenutini, a Konoko civili, or Kukura on Jimoba, about what Kunya Mabaza, where as Kulumera civili in Jimoba, Lims Luto Tanyashan, Utai Mabaza, Kulumayo. Into a basway, into a zeliba, the Rezanu Pier, Nakoge, Gubutung, Uti Gogono Kulune, Angela Ofarayo, Mabaza, Lapa which Utota, Unashan, Uti Vele, Uamanga, a Wabona Yena, a Ukona, a Ukona, the Amkubukona, Wabuzapu, a Wasuuti, Avandi Imuliake, Yasaselo, Kunahari Midlands, Napa Tara Konucho Sanyashan, so Konoku Kanzani, Wabusinda, Ogunye. Uma lisayo singazukuthi uJay zingabe eseduze kumbukatshana kodwa mbona zani uyamletha lapho ujonga ye Jay moyo uyezwa lapho uthi uyakhuluma umabazi uthi lokho kwe-ground ngenye into nje kanye ngani abantu babulawa labo ngama-distant wabuya ke lokhu lalokhu wahlangana akumphendule ngamafitshane sibili suze siya kunkosazana eMathibeni
ubaba umavazi ukhulumayo lokhu alukho. Njengabantu bezanu-PF vele into yabo yokubana bazibazela into engekhoyo ibe ngani into ekhona. Umuntu ongabe ngangomabaza engabe justify ukuthi abantu bafa kwabe yimistake. Saluza umdeni. Lami personally kulezihlobo zami ezafayo ngesikhathi seGugura One ababengixoxela ngazo ngiphatheka kakhulu ukuthi abanye abantu bengenza into embi kangaka ebantwini besiNdebele.
Sorry, I just.
Ngahamba kobocholocho.
One second.
Inja yasesiNdebeleni ayila ama papers, ayila ama birth certificate, ayila izinto eziningi. But umabaza uthi kwabe yimistake. Okay, kwabe yimistake then. Utshengisa ukuthi kwabe liphutha yini asebekwenzile ukuze lathi ebantwini besiNdebeleni siphole singezwa ubuhlungu oweyimi. Okwamanje sibhesana lezinto eziningi. Abantu abaningi, abomama bethu abahambanga esikolweni just because of iGugura Wondi le. Oma ubaba wafa just because of wabulawa yiyo. Kazange bele opportunity yokuhamba esikolo. IGugura Wondi yabulala ama dreams ethu njengabantu besiNdebeleni. Amaphupho ethu abantu besiNdebeleni afa ngendaba zabantu abanjengabo Perence Shiri. So ngeke size sibanike isithunzi sokuthi sithi ngamaqhawe. Amaqhawe azabe ngamaqhawe kanjani? when aku hiya ifuna ukubulala isizwe sethu
sesemandleni. Yes, thank you Jake. Just 1 second. Just 1 second. We 1 minute ngesikhiwa. Eqedisa kona baba.
I'm saying what is Mr. Mavaza saying is completely wrong. There's nothing like that, like the Shonas also died in Kukurawondi. That's not true. The majority of the people that died in Kukurawondi are the Ndebeles. If you go to the places like Cholocho, Lupane, the youth that side, they're suffering just because they don't have proper documentation. They don't have anything. Most of their dreams died with their parents, because the parents didn't have that opportunity to go to school. They didn't have opportunity to achieve their dream just because of Kukurawondi. So how can you give parents Chiri that dignity? Like, parents Chiri is our hero, is a wartime hero. He contributed to the struggle. He didn't contribute to any struggle. He contributed to the suffering of people of Matabeleland. Right now, the people of Matabeleland, half of them, they are in South Africa. The reason why they are in South Africa is because of Kukurawondi. They had to survive outside the country. They have to pursue their dreams somewhere else, because like all the doors were closed during the Kukurawondi time. So we won't recognize parents Chiri as our hero. That will never do as the people of Mandebele. And it's not like the people of Mandebele, we hate Shonas or we want to be tribalist and all that. We love our Shona brothers so much. We care for our Shona brothers. But yes, we want those who did the evil thing, like Emerson Mnangagwa and the other part, like those who did.
Thank you.
They must apologize to us.
Thank you so much, Jace.
That's all we want.
Thank you so much, Jace. Mr. Matinenga, I can see you are itching to say something.
I've been so appalled listening to this ZANU-PF representative, Ashitaura Guzhonichi. We need to forget. We can never forget. This was never addressed. There's a Truth and Healing Reconciliation Commission that was never put into place. It was just created on paper, but it was never done. Guzhonichi wanwanoya and do what they're supposed to do with that commission. And those things will never, ever be written down and congratulations. That is history that we should not forget, unless we take my actions whereby we recognize the effects that were done by people like parents Chiri, who killed numerous people. I find it so ironic, Kuti, at this time, Britain never recognized it. The EU never recognized it. Outside organizations, which they say all the time, ZANU-PF statements are always about, we don't want someone to speak on our behalf. This was a Zimbabwe situation that happened inside, and we need it to be addressed, and we'll never move forward if we can't accept the truth.
Please. Yes, go ahead, Dr. Mavaza, go ahead.
Thank you. Madam Matinenga and Moyo and the other person, I think you need to understand this very well. When we talk of Kukurawondi, we are not talking about killing of one side. We are talking about a period of war. You can refuse to accept it as a war. It was a war. There was a part which was armed and another part which was armed. The other part was a government and the other part was a dissident party. And there was a war and people died. Yes, we are not saying that people were supposed to die. That was wrong. But we cannot stop moving forward as a country. Anything happens, we go back to Kukurawondi. I think that's too tribalistic. And in Kukurawondi, people died from different tribes, different tribes. Shonas died as well.
Yes.
Now again,
Ms. Matinenga Regaiva Pedzekutaura, go ahead, Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, and I wanted to clearly say that for a thing to be called genocide, it must have a genocidal contents which are accepted by the world as genocide. We are not saying we are guided as to what is genocide by Britain, but we follow the laid down ground on what constitutes genocide. It does not constitute genocide. And the figure 20,000 was only came up by the Catholics Commission. This was not an agreed figure. It's actually a disputable one. Besides that, we are saying people died on both sides. And we cannot stick on the same place for long. We have to move on. And again, Terence Shiri, having been the head of the 5th Brigade, 5th Brigade was there for a purpose. And what was the purpose? It was to bring peace in the country. Yes. Our country did not degenerate further into civil war. We then had to come back down and siege. And Comrade Joshua Ngomo, he agreed that there was war on both sides. He sat down with people, and we agreed.
Gibson, we have Dr. Feve needing to say something for a long time.
Yes, Dr. Feve, go ahead.
Yes, I think the problem that we have in ZANU-PF is ZANU-PF is a terrorist organization that has refused to return over time. And I believe that if we are going to have peace in Zimbabwe and it progress, we need to have a closure of what happened in Mariveland. And not only in Mariveland, but in other atrocities that have been committed in the name of politics. Look at it. He's talking about that was in 1980. So what? I mean, if you look at currently globally, look at the Nazi. Look at the fascists, right? 60 years after the atrocities were committed, those people are still facing justice. And I believe that what we need in Zimbabwe is that anybody who committed crime must be made to account for the crime that they've committed, irrespective of timeline. Mm-hmm. If we start doing that, then it means we become a country that respects constitution and constitutionalism. And that's the only way that the Zimbabwe can progress.
Thank you so much, Dr. Feve. Gibbs, I think we ended up dwelling much on the issue of genocide. But let's briefly go back to the planned marches on Friday. Dr. Mavaza, your take on the planned marches.
But as we have said, the planned march will not take place anyway because it has been stopped by the government on the basis of COVID. And therefore, whatever people are doing now, trying to agitate people to go on their march, it is breaking the law. And again, it does not achieve anything. There is no way you can ever think in your right mind that you can remove the government by marching. And this march has been said it was a march against corruption. But what they are encouraging people is to say ZANU-PF must go. So the agenda is to remove the government. The agenda is not to deal with corruption. And I am saying here, we must applaud the government for fighting corruption. People have been arrested. Opo Chingono spoke about corruption in the Ministry of Health. The minister was fired, arrested, not only him, and his directors and chief executive officers in each and every hospital were fired because of what Opo Chingono brought up, and we thank him for that. But Opo Chingono has not been arrested.
Hello, Doctor. I think Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, I think...
Yes, let's see if Dr. Feve can react to that while we sort out things here.
As MDC Alliance, we support the organizers of the 31st of July peaceful demonstrations. It is within our constitution. Section 59 allows Zimbabweans to peacefully demonstrate against their government. And as opposition and civic groups, we exist to make sure that the government is accountable. Now, let me just give a summary of what is happening here in UK on the 31st of July.
Just 30 seconds, Dr. Feve Ngotiga. Yeah.
So yes, the 31st July in UK, we are going to demonstrate at the Zimbabwean embassy. This was organized by civic groups, and MDC is only supporting the organizers of this demonstration. Mm-hmm. And I'll just quickly say the reason why we are demonstrating. We are aware that the government is trying to clamp down on demonstrators in Zimbabwe. So hence, we are saying Zimbabweans outside in the diaspora, in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who, at the moment, cannot access health facilities, and through looting, we are also demonstrating against massive looting, yes, and against also targeted persecutions of our leaders and
thank
civic.
You, thank yeah. you, Mr. Moyo.
On Friday, the people of Zimbabwe must stand up. This is the only time your voices are going to be heard. If you just sit down, nothing is going to happen. The ZANU-PF is just inciting fear on you. They know that you are powerful. They know that you can face them. To the youth of Zimbabwe, it is the right time to stand up. We suffered enough. We suffered for almost four decades. If we don't stand up now, nothing is going to happen. Our generation will also suffer. We suffered. So on the 31st, please, young youth of Zimbabwe, go to the streets, protest. Your voices are going to be heard. It's not going to be an easy journey, but we have to do it. We have to face the evil government of Zimbabwe, of ZANU-PF, the evil government of Mnangagwa. We must face that. If we don't stand up as the youth of Zimbabwe, our country will become a laughingstock as it is right now. The Zimbabweans are all over the world just because of the Zimbabwean government. Hi, bantu base Zimbabwe. Nge Friday, kanani ukuthi liye strate liyo tshengisela ukubana liziwe ama voices yena. Yisi isikhathi esi-right ukuthi likhulume manje ukubana lizwane. Lingahlala phansi lisabe ikwenziwa ngumnankagwa lokhu labo chinamasi ukuthi bethusele ukuthi ozongena emstrateni siyomfaka uswazi. Sizohlala, sizohlupheka. Sizohlupheka kuze kube naphakathi. Asukumeni manje njengesizwe. Sizama ukuthi sifesane likhulumende lo oluxuku kangaka. Osihlukumezayo ama-hospitals ayasebenzi abantu abaholi akula lutho oluhambayo eZimbabwe. They can't even process anything. Akula into ongahlangana layo ithi made in Zimbabwe just because of iZANU-PF. So icelani ukuthi lihambe liyongena estradeni li-protest ama-voices enazezo bengaze beliyethusele ukubana sizolibulala singayenza lokho beliyethusele bayilethisela nje kuphela woda labo bayesaba manje ngakuthi abanakwesaba manje ngakuthi abayenzi lokhu abakwenzayo kodwa bathengisela ukwesaba.
Thank you, Baba. We only have 2 minutes to go. Now we can share that. Dr. Nyashanu, 30 seconds. What's your take on these planned demonstrations?
In fact, the planned demonstrations are actually a result of pressure that have been put on the people of Zimbabwe by the despotic regime of ZANU-PF. One, people cannot continue to stay indoors. Yes, they will die of COVID if they go out. If they stay inside the houses, they're going to die of hunger. So people have been trapped between a hard place and a rock. And this is why you see people taking the move to get into the streets. This is very common in all oppressive regimes.
Thank
this
you,
is Dr. what you will find.
Thank you, Dr. Nyashanu. We now have Dr. Mavaza, but before we go to Dr. Mavaza, let's have Ms. Matinenga, 30 seconds. Ms. Matinenga, your take on the planned marches.
I just want to encourage Munwesaruku diaspora to have an opportunity to support Wanwekumba. You all know Kutuzonichi, what are the circumstances of their ability to protest and not protest. However, the call is for every Zimbabwean. So I'm calling wherever you are, do something, act, say something. You know, we need to support this call that has been done by the citizens of Zimbabwe on the ground, irrespective of because of the failure and the incapacity of the government to provide its basic needs and to even provide my needs during this pandemic. I'm in a hospital right now. And if we
thank you so much.
Sending office keeps Dube in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni chonga kande miri, choti morama mshira zirongwa za Studio 7. Mwara zakanaka vanawe Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.
Ma makatirira ku Studio 7 munotibata pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930 6040 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata mangwanani nenguva dza 6 pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930 7270 ne 9885 kHz pa shortwave.